I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Tomorrow, students will return to the classrooms in New York City, and this year, 24 modern new classrooms are open just in time.
School principal Alexis Orden has been implementing this plan.
So we were in elementary school, and now we're going into middle school, so it was just you turn off your phone, you put it in your backpack. So that was as simple as we were doing it, but there were never any phones out.
Orden is taking on PS 487 in the Bronx, one of 8 new school buildings in the borough. School's Chancellor David Banks describes the fresh start.
And I know the aha moments that those kids are going to have when they walk in for the first time and be overwhelmed by the newness of this building. It smells like it's new, doesn't it?
It is.
This is one of 24 new school buildings in the system to include the latest technology and facilities. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
One school in Jackson Heights is already getting good marks for making class sizes smaller.
Here at IS 145, a celebration the day before school begins. State funds have been used to create a class size that meets regulations for the sixth grade, that is 23 per class, smaller. UFT President Mike Mulger.
They just said we're not going to wait because we know it actually leads to a better learning environment for children, a better teaching environment for teachers, and why wouldn't we do it? If we have the space, let's roll up our sleeves and get it done. And that's why we're here.
Parent Whitney Toussaint saying that the class sizes are critical, especially post-pandemic.
My eldest was in a smaller class during the pandemic, and that is how we were able to discern that he needed additional speech services to get on reading level.
And kids, don't forget, school bells ring in the morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Jackson Heights, Queens.
Police nab a second suspect for the St. John's memorabilia theft. Detectives arrested a guy who they say broke into the offices of St. John's basketball coach Rick Pitino, swiping an autographed basketball and lots more. Police say the 17-year-old surrendered and is charged with burglary and criminal trespassing. No name was given. His partner in crime, though, 25-year-old Emmanuel Yakubu, was arrested last month. Police recovered crystal clear surveillance footage of the pair seen carrying a stolen bullhorn and another one holding a sword. Pitino made light of the theft at the time, saying, taking my memorabilia is one thing, but the 1985 6L Petrus Primero pricey wine, well, that was another. Well, a brutal attack to tell you about out of Riverside Park. Police say a 32-year-old man is in the hospital after being ambushed by over a dozen men.
15 to 20 men all pulled up on bikes wearing ski masks and then viciously attacked a 32-year-old man who was in the playground near West 143rd Street with a few friends. This was just past 1 o'clock in the morning in Riverside Park. Cops say these men beat him up and once stabbed him in the stomach, and then they all fled on their bikes southbound towards Riverside Drive. The victim is in Harlem Hospital and is expected to survive. So far, cops can't determine whether or not this is gang-related. They say at this time they believe this group of men and the victim were strangers. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
32 more names are being added to the 9/11 Memorial Wall, honoring members of the FDNY who recently died from Ground Zero-related illnesses. The ceremony is happening at 4 this afternoon at FDNY headquarters in Brooklyn. The fire department has lost more than 360 members to World Trade Center illnesses. Well, lots of people are happy that congestion pricing is on hold, but a new study backs up the reasons why many feel it's needed.
The INRIX Global Traffic Scorecard has New York City at the top of the traffic jam list, followed by Mexico City, London, Paris, and Chicago. The study is proof that time really is money. The typical U.S. driver is losing $733 in productivity per year to traffic jams.
That was correspondent Jim Ryan. The study found overall traffic tie-ups are costing the city economy over $9 billion a year. Well, new details today as police are continuing to look for the shooter who killed a man along the West Indian Day parade route on Monday.
The shooting involved gang members. Assistant Chief Jimmy O'Sullivan wouldn't say if that applied to the shooter or victims.
I'm aware of many people that were at the scene for that. And that are related to gang, associated with gangs.
And police visited with known gang members before the parade. The violent history of this event is not lost on anyone. Deputy Commissioner Tariq Shepard.
Now people come with an expectation that nothing should happen.
But there were still dozens of gun arrests and 31 guns recovered. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
We accept responsibility for anybody that gets hurt at an event like this. But I also want people to know that we put a lot of energy and a lot of effort into this. And overall, we kept New Yorkers safe.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at police headquarters.
MTA Chair and CEO Jano Lieber has named Michael Kemper as the new MTA Chief of Security effective September 8th. Kemper joins the MTA after 33 years in the department, the NYPD rising to chief of the Transit Bureau. In his new role, Kemper will oversee security at the MTA, including public safety in the transit system. And that includes Grand Central, MTA bridges and tunnels. And the MTA took a big step forward in its efforts to bring cell phone service to the subways with an announcement in Times Square.
The Times Square shuttle is the first to get full cell phone connectivity, but MTA Chairman Jano Lieber said it won't be the last.
People want to be able to do work on the mass transit system. It's one of the advantages of not driving after all. And we also have to recognize a lot of people who want to play Candy Crush or continue their domestic arguments.
Writer Christy Moore from Harlem was playing a game on her phone when I told her about it.
I think that it's a good thing too because I'm also like an influencer on TikTok. I get to watch videos, I get to edit my videos, I get to upload my videos all while being on the train.
Bolden Networks plans to work on 5G wherever tunnel maintenance is being done. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Times Square subway station.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.